In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Feast of the Sacred Heart occurs each year on the Friday of the week following the celebration of Corpus Christi. But today, on this Sunday, we are celebrating the external solemnity of the Sacred Heart. An external solemnity is a pastoral provision, according to the rubrics of the traditional Latin Mass, for the repetition of the Mass of a solemnity in cases where a reasonable number of the faithful are unable to attend Mass on the day of the feast itself. The feast itself is not transferred, as it can be in the ordinary form or Missal of Paul VI. The celebration of an external solemnity may be made, but is not obligatory, and it does not take the place of the solemnity. But last Friday, we celebrated the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and there were a good number of people here, but I also know that many were not able to attend because of work or other obligations. And so I thought we should celebrate this external solemnity because of the beauty and meaning of God's love for us as manifested in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And also because this year, the bishops, in honor of the 250th anniversary of the founding of our nation, have asked that we dedicate our country to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And also, there is an indulgence attached to this Feast of the Sacred Heart, which everyone should take advantage of. An indulgence is a remission or forgiveness of the temporal punishment incurred by sins. It is not forgiveness of the sins themselves. That is only obtained by the sacraments of baptism, confession, and the anointing of the sick, and for venial sins by a worthy celebration of the Eucharist. But even after a sin is forgiven, we still have to make some reparation for the damage caused by sin, either in this life or after death. The faithful can gain indulgences for themselves, or they can apply them to the souls in purgatory. Also, an indulgence can be either partial or plenary. Accordingly, as it removes either part or all of the temporal punishment due to sin. A plenary indulgence is granted to those who attend Mass for the Feast of the Sacred Heart with the usual conditions. One, to receive Holy Communion, two, to make a sacramental confession, and three, to pray for the intentions of the Holy Father. Incidentally, I will say, under the previous pontificate, some people had difficulty praying for the intentions of the Holy Father, but actually, you're not praying for his personal intentions, but he publishes a list of intentions each month, which he prays on behalf of the Universal Church. And there are things like missionaries and, for the safety of travelers and that kind of thing. So we should not have any qualms about praying for the intentions of the Holy Father. And these conditions may be fulfilled on the feast of the day, on the day of the feast itself, or within a few days before or after it. And normally there is a special prayer of reparation to be recited for the indulgence on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. But this year, because of the consecration which the bishops have asked us to make of our nation to the Sacred Heart, we will say that prayer of consecration together. And I hope all of you got a copy of it as you came in. If not, there are copies around which we can all say together. So I would ask those of you who are able to please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Prayer of consecration of the United States of America to the Sacred Heart of Jesus on the occasion of the 250th anniversary of the founding of our country. Let us all pray together. O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know the longings of our heart, and you desire that we enjoy friendship with you. From your pierced side, you have poured out the wellspring of life for which we thirst. Your heart burns with a love for all people to return to a right relationship with you. We celebrate the abundant gifts you have given this nation, founded on the self-evident truths that our Creator has endowed all people with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We make reparation for the offenses against you and against human dignity, and have taken place in the nation. May our hearts be united to yours, so that our families and communities enjoy peace and happiness. May broken relationships be reconciled, injustices repaired, and the wounds of our land be healed. May your Holy Catholic Church serve as a sign pointing all people to your infinite love. O desire of the nations and center of history, we ask you to bless these United States of America, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. And for the Holy Father's intentions, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.